Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We are in hour two of the Tuesday Lori and Julia show. Just cleaning up some stuff from last hour. Lori, you were right. Keith Richards said he wrote the riff for I Can't Get No Satisfaction in His Sleep. Woke up, kind of put it on a tape recorder and mumbled I Can't Get No Satisfaction and went back to sleep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. All right. I knew I wasn't crazy.
And then you also knew.
I saw Tom Jones at Jazz Fest in 2018, yes. Not Bonnaroo, because yes. Jazz Fest, it was like a plethora. It was Diana Ross and John Fogerty and Gladys Knight.
And I'm like, I don't think that was 2 years ago, Bonnaroo, because I feel like that was like five.
No, it was just 2 years ago, because at the time,
Jazz
Jazz Fest, you know, because Tom Jones was 77, and I was like very, and he wore eggplant colored suit, which I thought went well with the eggplant that was going on in his pant boat.
Oh, you are so sick. You are so sick.
And he was, Tom Jones was knighted in 2006.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. Wow.
You know, something we didn't bring up last week that I heard, you know, if had Elvis lived, and he's still with us today, he would be younger than Willie Nelson and Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's right. He would. He would be. Yeah, because he and Tom Jones were buddies. They used to pal around, and because they both played Las Vegas in the 60s. And Tom Jones, he was as big of a panty dropper, maybe not quite as big as Elvis.
But people
really enjoyed everything about him.
Yeah, they did.
And he and Elvis, you know, they've kind of, Tom Jones has given interviews about how like they hung out. Because they both were like, you know, you become kind of a night owl when you're performing. I mean, Elvis would do like two shows a night.
Well, right.
Okay, we got to just talk about Kim Cattrall's Sex in the City and the show that's now going to be called And Just Like That. Okay, so Holly posted, first of all, some of the fashion. Because Patricia Fields did the fashion for Sex in the City. She's 76 years old now. She did all of the fashion for Emily in Paris.
She also did the fashion for Glamorama when it was Marshall Fields, maybe even Macy's. It had turned into Macy's at the time. But
Julie
and
I have been to her Patricia Fields shop.
She was the very first shop in New York City or anywhere that carried the Body Perk Nipple Enhancers, Rocco. Mm-hmm. She was the very first shop that we sold them into.
Yeah. They were all about it. They loved these nipples.
They loved them. Mm-hmm. They loved them.
And we would go visit them when we'd be in town. We're like, oh, how are the nipples selling?
We used to have our nipples for sale in Nordstrom.
I know it.
That just blows me away sometimes when I think about
Ricky's, New York City, Patricia Fields, Electric Fetus. We had a wide range.
Yeah, we did.
So where did they sell well?
Huh?
Where did they sell well, dude?
Sturgis.
Yeah. We sold a ton. We had, Bracco, it was before we were on the air, but we had, Lori was a genius with the press. We had more press.
Mm-hmm. We were viral before viral.
We were viral before viral, before the internet.
Yeah.
And what was your role, Julia?
I created them. I marketed them. Yeah, I got the sales team. I got the patent. I did all the work.
She did
the
all the business work, all the hard stuff.
Lori told the same story 500 times a day to radio stations.
Oh, God. I was so good at it. I knew I had every nipple fact under the sun.
I couldn't. I'm like, how can she keep talking about it? I just go blah, 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 blah. But you kept telling the same story. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah. Rocco, I mean,
What did you do, Julia?
I want to do a deep dive on this sometime because I'm kind of new here.
I know.
I mean, this would be a good, you know, hour-long podcast, a six-episode podcast, the rise and fall of the fake nipple ladies.
and then trying to get back your URL, bodyperks.com, and they want to charge you like a gazillion dollars for it.
Yeah.
When you give up your web hosting site. It was, you know, this was all before anything on the internet, really. And remember, we had Perky Encounters. That was my idea.
I went to Vegas, Rocco, for a girlfriend's. I think it was somebody's 40th birthday.
Was with
Sure, it was older. It was the birthday club girls. So one of the gals, she was like 4 years older than us, the main group. But we went to Vegas. I was working for Sun Country.
Right. So was
at
I.
At the time.
Yeah, so was
you,
I.
But you weren't invited because you were, your kids were too little or something like that. But we go on this weekend. I get us comp suites at the Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
No, Treasure Island.
Treasure Island. They use the same shampoo bottles as the Mirage.
Because it's owned by the same. Uh-huh. Anyway, my crazy friend, we went out the first night we were there, Rocco, and barely had anyone paying attention to us. And we were just shocked. And my one friend was accusing the girls who were 4 years older of bringing our age up. And my other friend, who just is a take charge girl, the second night, she goes, "We're going to wear these in our tops." And she came out with the shampoo bottle caps in her bra.
And you wouldn't believe how large they are.
Oh,
I mean,
they're
these huge. I still have it.
Oh, yeah.
These huge gold rounded caps. And it was amazing how big they were, but yet they looked so
they gave the illusion
real of having perky nipples. And at the time, people either loved them or hated them. And you know, men loved them, women envy them was one of our taglines.
Yeah. But my friends were like completely appalled. But I agreed with Sherlyn and I said, "I too give me the conditioner caps. Damn it, girlfriend." And so I put the conditioner caps in my top. And I was quite pleased with my silhouette. And Sherlyn wore hers on top of her big old boobies. And we walked out of the Treasure Island and we'd heard that this new nightclub at the Mandalay Bay, Rum Jungle, had just opened.
Remember that?
Yeah, we always would ask like the hottest bellman, like, what are the good nightclubs and, you know, where are we going? And he's like, "Oh, yeah, Rum Jungle." And we weren't even to the door of going out, and this guy flies across the lobby and he's like, "Wherever you ladies are going, let me give you a free limo ride." Sherlyn and I are just looking at those other ladies and we're like, "Uh-huh." So we get the free limo ride, Rocco. We're not done. We get to Mandalay Bay, which is, you know, that would have been
popping. It was brand new. It was popping. It was the wave pool. It was everything.
The limo driver is just delighted with this group of wacky Minnesota girls, and he's just there. He's just jocking my girlfriend Sherlyn.
1999.
I thought he was going to like drive into something. Mm-hmm. He drops us off. We get to the Rum Jungle. There's a line, and Sherlyn looks at me and she goes, "Come on, let's leave these girls here and let's get the attention of the doorman." And he's just like, "What are you ladies doing in tonight? How many of are you?" Boom, we get in the nightclub free, you know.
Wow.
And the power of the nipple was amazing.
By the end of the weekend, even my most cynical two girlfriends were wearing them and having delightful experiences because we knew what we were doing. So like we could catch somebody busting us or we were trying to get them to look at us. It was very intoxicating.
And then
to wear.
Well, so, when is the last time you've worn them?
Oh, Julia, sometimes when Casey and I go out and I need a little...
Here's the funniest thing, because you came home from that trip and Lori and I had already worked with each other. You had already been married to my brother. So we'd known each other about 8 years at this point, 8 or 9, 1998.
Yeah.
And so somehow we're out at a bar or something and you take the shampoo bottle cap at your we were at a bonfire or something, I swear. And you take it out and you're like, "Oh, Julia, did I tell you about the power of the nipple?" And I'm looking at Lori, "You're so trashy. You're just white trash." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes on and on, "Oh, Julia, you have no idea what the power of the nipple is." And I'm like, "This is so trashy," because I was so preppy and conservative. And I'm like, "What?" And then probably 2 months later, my little sister and I and you go to Vegas. And then I'm sitting there in like my polo bathing suit.
Julia was stealing shampoo and conditioner bottles off the maid's trolley because she's like, "I can't ever run out of these caps."
I couldn't believe how much fun it was. It was just so much fun. And then it's a long story, but it was so funny.
Listen,
and people had three different opinions about them. They hated them, they loved them, or just thought, "Why do I need that?" Guys would say, "I can make her nipples hard myself."
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. It's like cleavage.
But it was the fun.
It's like cleavage.
It was just fun.
Do you care if the cleavage is helped with a padded bra?
No.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
no. It was just for appearance. It's for
fun.
You dazzling,
so
knowing
fun.
What you're doing. It was real easy to get people to look at you, and then a guy, like, they look to just make sure, "Are those THOs for me?"
Right.
Is it about me? It's so funny.
Is that for me or is that for somebody else? And then they make eye contact.
Like getting getting all cleavaged up is kind of a commitment, you know. Oh, I gotta do this. I gotta do this. This is just like, hey, I could drop these in while I'm in the car.
Right. People think you lost 5 pounds.
Get in the door at the club and then, you know, maybe take them out if I, you know, or put them back in.
But they're so comfortable. You don't even know you have them on.
Mm. Oh, God. Warm in the winter.
All right, that's the funny Sex in the City episode. Right? Okay, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thought.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, here's a couple things. If people want to try to win the Powerball, you have till 9... You can buy tickets up to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Because it's a biggie. It's a biggie. We don't have the thing tonight, whatever that one is, but our...
The Mega Millions?
Yeah, the Mega Millions. Okay. Ours, we have the Powerball. We draw, I believe, on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 9:59 p.m.
Are you dreaming about winning money again?
I'm ready to do it.
$550 million, according to the website.
I'd share with you guys.
Would you?
I totally would.
Can I get that in writing?
That's kind
of...
You
know I would.
Yeah.
You totally know. What are you going to do with all that money anyway? I would be stressed out from everyone who would want some. I'd just come up with a plan to give... But have a good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be fun, Lori?
I don't want to say anything to spoil a certain show.
What?
That has a lottery plot line that we didn't see coming at the very end.
Oh, I haven't seen anything. All right. No. Don't tell me. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me. All right.
But
and yesterday.
Yeah, it is like, you know, people just it's fun to dream. Just go do it. The $1 million people came forward in Minnesota.
Yeah, from last week.
Yes, when Bob went at Cub, and you know, it's always the like.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. No. I know Donna's got quite a few tickets. She's ready to go.
Is she?
From Donna and Steve, yeah. What, Rocco?
Well, I'm looking at Mega Millions. We can buy that here in this state, right?
We can't. No, we do. We're Wednesday and Saturdays.
Well, it looks like this one has a Tuesday tonight drawing for $625 million.
Well, let us know. Can I get tickets on my way home? That's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the most obscure place that you can think of. Those seem like always are
the
ones that
they
are
do,
the winners.
Don't they? Well, after on Christmas Eve day, when my brother, your husband, buys $20 scratch offs, $20, they're $20 per scratch off, and none of us won.
Mm-hmm.
My luck's going to change.
You're due to win.
That's right.
Yeah, I won $1 million, and everyone.
Would you quit the radio if you won $1 million?
No.
No.
Because remember yesterday I told you how long $1 million is going to last in every state, but I didn't have Minnesota.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The number one state that you can live in with $1 million for over 23 years was going to be Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Minnesota came in 29th out of 50.
Mm-hmm.
We're expensive to live in. So I'm just saying, Florida, came in 26th. You got 20 years.
Yeah, I don't feel you're helping anybody with this advice.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the coolest thing. So, Rocco, years and years and years ago, we had on the Happy Doctor. And he wrote this book. I can't remember what it was called, but his name is Dr. Dale Anderson. And he's a retired clinical professor at the University of Minnesota.
Wasn't he the Smile Doctor?
He was the Smile Doctor. No, we had the Smile Doctor at Carlson Companies. That was a woman.
Mm.
This was the Happy Doctor. And he wrote a book on happiness. And he is now 87 years and a half.
Oh, I love it.
And he was profiled. I was so happy to, he was on our show early on. And his whole thing is making yourself smile and faking a smile makes you smile and you genuinely feel glee. But here's just a couple things about Outlook, because people have struggled. This has been a long time coming, but we're in a new year. And whatever it is you're smiling with, struggling with, he says there's two kind of people. There's two basic ways to approach life. One, so we can focus on what life can bring to us, or two, what we can bring to life. And he said some people let their lives be run by bad things that happen to them. I think everyone has one of those days, rather than what they're bringing to their lives and concentrate on the positive. And he said remaining optimistic is a crucial step for making a mental adjustment. And he said when how he discovered kind of this happiness thing was when he was in medical school.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP. UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He was in his 40s, and he had so many bad genes in his family that his people would die before they were 50 years old. And he figured out then, you know, my genes are not going to be my destiny. But really what happened is he got his insight from his patient that he had. It was a woman who he was treating that complained of chronic pains for which he could find no cure at all. And she was playing an angry person in a play. She was a theater person, actually. And when the play closed, she landed a role playing a happy person in her next play, and all of her aches disappeared.
Wow.
And he said that just stuck with him. And it's kind of method acting, basically, but think of your life as method acting, because some days we can play, we have to, there's a lot of crap going on. We all know that. We all are struggling with stuff, heartaches, what's going on in our world.
Gaslighting that's happening.
Gaslight, yeah. You know, our kids, our the COVID, you know, there's so much going on, but you can choose every day to be happy. And so here's an exercise. And I feel like when we were learning improv for our Project On and Dirty stand-up or comedy show, you know, we would throw a ball to someone and say, ha. And then someone would throw it back and say, ha, ha. And then finally you throw it at the next person, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Stevie Ray was teaching us, remember?
Yes, and then eventually everyone's laughing.
And everyone starts laughing. So I'm going to challenge the three of us. Rocco, we haven't done this with you. So, and everyone in your car, wherever you're listening to us, because what this does is, even though it sounds so dumb, it releases some positivity. So... At the count of three, we're all just going to fake laugh.
Are you going to do the ha, ha, right. ha and start it that way to see if we all can organically laugh?
All right, let's try.
Okay.
I'll throw it to you. You throw it to Rocco. You throw it back to me. Okay. But you got to go ha.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. It worked.
It really kind of just does work.
But the ha, 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 ha. You needed the three.
You need three people.
That's why he must put that in there.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to just start laughing.
Yeah. And he also has some other upbeat techniques. And this is on the Star Tribune today. It's a really good profile on him. Is that never act your age, which I don't think we ever have.
Mm-mm.
But here's one of the... And it doesn't mean that you can't act your age in wisdom and brain-wise. But again... He's 87 years old and a half, and maintain good posture, he says, is really important. Instinctively align yourself. He says, keep your eyes wide open. Be aware what's going on. Look for connections. Smile, even if you're wearing a mask. Keep your forehead and cheeks up. Strive to appear radiant and alert, and it does something psychologically to the chemicals in your brain. It just works.
And this is all very good advice.
Do something that makes you feel better. Go for a walk. Call a friend. Turn on upbeat music. Turn on the Lori and Julia show or MyTalk 107.1. Surround yourself with pleasant smells, good lighting. You know, just
stop saving your candles. Go ahead and light them.
Oh, I light them every night. And then keep your holiday lights on as bright and shine bright. People will feel it and you'll feel better.
Well, let's do it. Let's talk about The Bachelor. Week two was on. Matt is just, he's a real cutie. That's all I got to say. He's one tall, hot, hot-looking guy. Drink of water.
He really is.
But he does one creepy thing that
with
I don't like.
With his face? He licks his lips?
He kisses everyone with his eyes open. Oh, I don't mind kissing everybody.
Oh, no, he did.
He kisses with the eyes open.
That I guess, when Victoria kissed him, he kissed with his eyes open because he was so shocked. I can't.
But he kissed other ones. with his eyes open. Yeah. It's weird. It's a just not thing.
Rocco, you don't kiss with your eyes open, do you?
No,
most people
so.
Don't. Only like serial killers and people who are worried about, you know, he is being filmed and maybe right. that is his reaction
self-conscious.
To being filmed, you know?
Right.
To have your eye open, sure. know where that camera guy is. I mean, that's all I could think of, but I've never really seen that. It's kind of, it's instinctive for people to close their eyes.
Right.
Because it's just like when you're a little kid, if you had siblings. No, but remember you would like bring each other's faces to each other yep. to see how cross-eyed you could get
yeah.
your eyes.
Oh, totally.
You know, that's what it would be like to yep. be kissing somebody if both of you kept your eyes open. So that was just my observation.
Okay.
My other observation is that they had to trot out a stunt from two seasons ago when the girls get dressed in wedding gowns and then they do the stage photo, which the groom and the bride under the arch, and they brought that very flamboyant, fabulous photographer back to take the photos. And then they had like some kind of a Hunger Games paintball game that yeah. I didn't understand.
Neither did I. Okay, here's my observation. One of my boys was over last night.
Okay.
And we watched this, and he just, it's so fun getting his reaction.
Yeah.
To, you know, who's good looking, who's not good right. looking. And I always ask him all the questions. And we're going back and forth between the football game that started out okay and then just went down. So we kind of focused on The Bachelor.
Yeah. There's a lot of cute girls, a lot of cute women, a lot of beautiful women.
He goes on a single date with someone, and he takes her on, they're riding ATVs, Rocco, and then he's like, get on my ATV, do you trust me? And I'm going to spin some wheelies in some dirt, which
mud.
Every guy wants to do right. in the snow, spin wheelies or in the mud. You know, this is, mm-hmm. feels like such a, I'm just saying guys, because that's been my only experience. And then tips over the ATV. That could have gone on her leg. That could have gone so
yeah.
wrong. I was right there. I was like,
and everyone wow. else looked freezing cold, and she's in a mock turtleneck with no sleeves.
They've got to be freezing.
He's got like a long sleeve sure. shirt on and a vest. But I did give a nod to the horny by having him have to start a wood fire to get the hot tub heat going. So he took off his shirt and split some wood, and
yeah.
we got to see his like 12 pack.
Well, how old is he? 27. He should have one.
I don't know how old he is. It doesn't matter.
I think he's all right. But here's the thing: this Victoria character, and she is a character, the queen. Rocco, there is the most. You have to look her up. She's so disturbing, and I think it is to the point where the producers are letting it go on too far.
It's only the second week.
I'm sick of her.
Okay, Julia, put on your Bachelor Nation big girl pants.
She overtook everything. Like you can't even get through 10 minutes without her coming by. Remember me. Look at.
Yeah, well, they're choosing to edit all the. She didn't faint and interrupt the rose ceremony, so they let another girl do that.
I can't stand her. I kind of can't stand her.
No one can. She is the villain. We could see.
We could see coming a mile away that this is the villain. Her name is Victoria, but.
I loved when she tried to call him court jesters and called them gestures. It made me think of you.
I know.
It was funny.
And so at one point, everyone's taking pictures on his date with 18 women. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go on a date with 18 women.
I don't
women.
Know how he keeps any of the names. That's why he kisses with the eyes open. He wonders who he's kissing. Is.
So this Victoria, the queen, says, I'm literally so sick of you guys. She's telling the group, I want to hang out with Matt. I'm here to hang out with Matt. I hate this girl power BS.
Yeah.
And she goes on. She just is too much.
Yeah, I know it.
But then she wears she decides during that he should have to take a garter off her leg. I mean, do you know how annoyed we would want to trip her, Lori?
Yeah.
If we were in The Bachelors, if we were one of the women on that, we would just think of ways to like throw spitballs at her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so irritating.
Yeah, I know.
She's like,
she's got a very good producer handling, coaching her every step of the way.
But again, what is
she'll be going home?
I know, but
because Matt, you can tell, doesn't like her.
And then, but my son keeps saying, Mom, it's for Instagram. Everything is for Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, what is she going to get out of this being such a cuckoo for Cocoa Pops for Instagram?
People are talking about her.
Yeah, I know. But would you hire her? Would you want to be a friend with her? Would you want to be around her?
People
don't care.
People can make, they can make good out of bad, make lemons out of lemonade or whatever you call it. And she might be doing, I mean, She's all he does have a lot of younger women.
And he did, and the kid, you know, one of mine, thought that 21-year-old, the
Kit,
he thinks she's hot.
And Cynthia like, Raleigh, really? Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. She's a favorite. Let me see. Do you want to know anything from... No, she's not a favorite of reality Steve.
No, she isn't.
He's got all the dirt, but I... It was in Women's Health. I decided not to read it, mostly because I don't know anybody's name.
No.
Except for Abigail, who the got the first impression mm-hmm. rose yeah. last week.
I like her.
Yeah, I did too, but we heard nothing from her.
No.
And the only other Bachelor story I have for you is that Matt, the Bachelor, Matt James, he Instagrammed a bikini wax with his pal Tyler Cameron from an earlier, you know, they did it for before he went on this journey.
He did a bikini wax? Like, well, they did, tummy.
Well,
was it really a bikini?
Yeah, they got
a manny waxy bikini.
They got the back, the sack, and the crack wax.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that was coming out of your mouth because you're looking for which is the first word.
Yeah. Like the that's an actual waxing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know.
I'm
the back, sack, and the crack.
I brought it up to my wife that I wouldn't mind something like that, and she thought I was crazy.
Yeah. That you, wouldn't,
you
mind?
Wouldn't mind if she did it or if you did it.
You know, I'd clean things up a little
well,
bit.
Okay, because you're Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to recover for you right now, Rocco, because Lori is giving you a look.
Well, no, I'm glad that we brought this up.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I think everyone
Rocco,
is...
Rocco, you have no idea. You would be out of there faster than you could say wax strip.
That's when they kind of what tell she
you
said,
to
yeah.
put the assume the position. I don't see you following through, Rocco. All of a sudden, I see your Rocco sensibilities kicking into gear and going, you know what? I don't need a wax strip back there. It seems like it's going to hurt.
What if they gave you the laughing gas or something?
Wouldn't matter, okay. Rocco.
Oh, no, that would help, Lori.
It would
I
help.
I was going to say that would help. I decided at a certain age to just go laser.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, do I want to spend it down there or do I want to spend it on my face?
Right. Exactly.
where am I more worried about the hairs?
Right.
Picking out the whiskers. So true. It's different. But then at a certain point in time, I thought, I don't want to get a bikini wet. Says, doesn't that stretch the skin? And, you know, you yes, start thinking does. About those other things.
Delicate skin getting yeah. pulled. Pulled.
I know, but that's so funny, Rocco. I love that you yeah. brought that up. I do like
so
it.
So we're going to say no. No to the back.
Yeah. Well, that is something.
I'm going to take
the fifth
it.
On okay. this one. And your wife, it's up to you too in your relationship. But yeah, I don't
she kind of said what Lori said. She's like, you would not.
It's horribly painful.
It's like you're kind of just being, you're just having a brave
man moment.
Moment that you don't mean.
We're going to take this off the table now.
Right.
Because you really don't mean it. I love it. Like a
boy,
brave moment that you don't mean.
No, it's
That's
true.
A good one.
Yeah, well, those happen. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane and Thomas Girardi default on property taxes on their home as trustees search for their hidden millions. They owe $32,000 in property taxes. They are trying to
That's
figure out where the money is. He has an involuntary bankruptcy happening at his law firm.
Lord.
Erica is not yet bankrupt, but she's got people suing her.
She does?
Yeah.
For
the
what?
Only non-bankrupt defendant is Erica Jane. Well, for the fact that money she has is ill-gotten gains from orphans and...
Plane victims.
Plane crash victims.
How about the other, that plane went down again in Jakarta?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would not fly out of that airport for the love of God.
Yeah.
That's the second plane in 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so that's why she's in a rental in Condo Canyon in Beverly Hills.
Well, this is interesting. I'm going to see if she's posted any more naked shots of herself on Instagram for her Twitter.
Yeah, it's the strangest PR advice
She needs to go dark right now and not...
Andy Cohen, you know, they filmed The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the reunion.
Oh, it's already been done?
It's been filmed and done. And he, on his Instagram stories, one of the longest reunions they've ever done. I think he said it's the longest reunion we've ever done for even a first season show. hours, starting at like 9 in the morning. They were still filming at 10 at night.
And last night, Meghan McCain was on Watch What Happens Live with her buddy, CJ.
Essie Cup.
Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, housewives and Bravo devotees. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they said the formula that they put together for Salt Lake is so brilliant. It is so...
It's back to how the show was
before
when they first started.
We got to know the people.
Maybe it's
before
just,
the people got to know each other.
Yeah, or I don't know. Once a seed, like, we'll, it'll be interesting to see if, and you know, if there's who leaves Salt Lake City and who they replace them with. It's when the originals get replaced that sometimes it feels like it gets like they're looking, casting for certain.
Right. That's on people. Tonight, isn't it? That's something to look forward to.
I think Wednesday. I can't remember if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, but both Orange County and Salt Lake are both on Monday. Okay. Maybe it is tonight.
I think it is tonight. If it is, I promise I'll watch it.
Yeah, and everybody's afraid of Jen Shah.
Oh, this woman, Rocco, if you could even, when you described it last week, Lori, because I hadn't watched it yet, about her necklace, because she wears this huge, this Wonder Woman bracelet around her neck. Mm-hmm. It does look like her head was attached to someone else's body.
Yeah.
She's funny looking.
In that
silhouette. She really is. And she's scary. And she seems deranged.
Yeah.
I mean, she really seems off.
She does.
And that she would have a birthday party for her husband. And she's, what is she, like 45, 46? I can't tell. She could be 65 or 80.
Right.
You can't tell because there's so much goop in their faces these days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So who knows how old she is. And she's wearing Beyonce's Super Bowl black leather short jacket with pantyhose and a bodysuit. And I thought, how old are you? And why would you think that even looked good? Yeah. I mean, good for you, but whoa.
Yeah.
There was nothing good about that. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you not have a friend?
I was happy to see it.
I'm like, where's your friend?
All right,
oh,
listen.
Yeah, you made them all mad.
Yeah, I know. When we come back, we've got a lot to Hollywood speak, including what does this mean, liking this tweet?
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of this picture? So yesterday or Sunday night, but it was posted yesterday. So the Sex and the City, the 10-part episode on HBO Max, that's going to be called just like that. We got the 30-second trailer with all the New York images. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday afternoon, Kim Cattrall posted a pitter patter. That's a picture on Twitter.
No,
a pitter.
All right,
we've got
pitter?
A new word. She posted a pitter of herself on Twitter, and she was leaning against a tree. It was like a snowy walk, and she just captioned it.
I'm writing this down for Shannon.
Okay. Breathe is what she captioned it. And then one of her people, you know, one of her responses, and it was a little ways down because I went to her Twitter account.
Okay.
Such a beautiful picture. The environment appears serene and tranquil. And Kim replied, quite a week. Now, this was yesterday. That's only Monday.
So that's true.
So 24 that's hours true. Felt like Monday. That's how many phone calls, I guess, requests for media,
interviews,
everything.
Comments on not being included.
Where
and everything.
She offered $1 million an episode like the other. So 24 hours to Kim Cattrall felt like a week.
Well, I felt like last week was a year.
Okay, well,
so
there
I can understand
all
when
right.
things are upsetting you, it feels like your every day is like 900 hours.
Yeah. Then Samantha Jones liked a tweet from somebody who also on her mm-hmm. Twitter page said, "I love Sex and the City, and while I'm saddened Samantha will not return, I applaud you're doing what's best for you and think you're putting yourself first. Well done, Kim Cattrall." And then Kim liked it. What do you make of all this?
Well, I just make she was done and money didn't matter to her.
But that's the number one question. Did she have an offer?
No. I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you HBO needs content. HBO mm-hmm. Max needs content.
They're charging people money. All these players now in streaming need content.
Yeah.
So they're willing to go out and willing to pay. And Sex and the City was such a marquee brand mm-hmm. for HBO. And, you know, you can see it on E!, but it's all washed out. But remember, that was their first, The Wire, Sopranos, Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's
those,
true.
When this all started.
That's why people subscribed.
And it was such a brand for them and a brand making
thing. Because otherwise it was for boxing.
It was. It was
right, Rocco?
Tune into the live sports.
Yeah. Old movies and
And
boxing.
So they invested in it and it was so edgy and it was so good. And so I think that they need content and they're willing to do the content with the three of the four. And the three of the four are willing to say, hey, we've got enough here that we want to get paid. I mean, we haven't seen Kristen Davidson anything but the Elephant movie with Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
You know, Cynthia Nixon.
She works the most steadily because she does plays.
She does Broadway.
She does character stuff. She does
and
all
SJP kind of. Hasn't really been anything. And so if they have the opportunity to get paid big, big bucks and do something that they're in executive producing.
I'm sure going to miss the sex positive character of Samantha Jones.
But we got to move past it because it's gone. It's done.
Right.
It's done. You know, 40 years ago today, Dynasty premiered.
Yeah.
1981.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We're going to do a deep dive into that.
I've got stuff ready to go on that. Okay, well, go ahead and take a look at some of the iconic Sex and the City fashion, because Patricia Fields is doing the fashion, and we applaud that decision.
And they made that. They said that she's going to do the fashion for the new show.
Oh, my God. There's no other choice. Yeah, she was responsible for the look of every single character. And just like we were talking earlier about S. Creek, Moira, you know, really, that was a deliberate choice for her to be wearing the fabulous clothes. Even Alexis, that gives you another way to flesh out a character.
It does.
And the fashion on that show was definitely a fifth, maybe the sixth character.
Well, think New of York Dynasty. City, think of Crystal.
Same thing, right? Nolan Miller was the designer.
You remember that? Because I swear you have a Nolan Miller dress, don't you?
I think I do.
I feel like you bought one.
Yeah, I could. Okay, Rob Lowe, do we believe his story about that? So, you know, he was on James Corden, I guess that Reno 911 or whatever it's called.
It's
that
called
he's on.
Firefighter 111 or something. Okay. It's like Texas Firefighter 911.
Okay, whatever the hell show he's on.
But he's on a firefighting show in Texas.
And we know Rob Lowe.
We love him.
He's
a storyteller.
911 Lone Star?
That's it. So, and you know, I know that, I mean, here's the thing about celebrities. Who we gossip about, celebrities are just as big as gossips. Gossips as anybody else. In fact, they gossip about each other all the time. And it might be just like, oh, can you believe he or she was wearing that, to really going deep. But they gossip a lot, and I am talking really doing some stuff. And Rob Lowe wrote that his great book about stories I only tell my friends. He's paid attention to gossip. So he tells James Corden, because, of course, James Corden, you know, friendly with everybody. But he's like, yeah, I saw Prince Harry driving in a car, and he had a ponytail, a baseball cap and a ponytail on. And James Corden, Julia, did not ask, was it a low pony, or was it a pony through the hole in the baseball cap?
Well, let's pray it wasn't that, because unless he's reforesting the top. Oh, well, he was driving around in his green MG that he brought over from the UK.
Does Harry have enough hair to get in a ponytail? That is the serious question that begs. But I trust Rob Lowe's gossipy eyes. He even followed the MG house.
I totally
believe
it.
To make sure it was him.
I totally believe it.
James Corden was laughing his butt off.
I totally believe it.
All right.
I like Rob Lowe so much.
Yeah.
He's just a...
And Milo Ventimiglia was on with Kimmel last night, and he was really delightful.
Milo.
So cute.
Wow.
Back with mustache.
He talks on the side of his mouth.
I enjoy it so much.
This Is Us, and you're caught up on This Is Us, right? Because I'm so behind on that.
Yes.
All right. And is it still delivering?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
The storyline about the mom?
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine.
Okay. Here's one more for you to Hollywood speak.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but
no,
Brandy Glanville cries through a video breakup announcer, defends the video by admitting she's on an assortment of prescription medications and struggling.
Wait a minute. She's crying because she had a breakup?
Yeah. And she's explaining to her followers why she's broke. She's basically wasted. And
she's
crying
always
about a breakup.
Wasted.
Is that it?
She's always wasted. Oh, I can't think of when she's not. And really, if you are going through a breakup and you slip and drink, it's not a good scene.
And to film yourself.
And to film yourself and then to share it. My God, why do you want to hurt yourself that much?
Maybe her therapist told her to do it.
No, you don't share yourself at your darkest, lowest moment. Okay. No one would tell you to do that.
Joya, tell me this. Riddle me this. Is this true? Are Julia Roberts and Danny Motor clashing over where to live? She apparently bought a house in San Francisco.
Don't cry for me, San Francisco. Okay, here's a piece of gossip.
Okay.
So when they were making Mystic Pizza, okay, mm-hmm. This was Julia Roberts' second. Oh, shoot, we're out of time. I'm just going to say yes. Because San Francisco right now, people are trying to get out of. People are trying to ditch San Francisco because of what they're doing. Yeah, they don't have a very good plan with the homeless population.
So you don't believe this story?
No.
No, okay. She's just fine in Malibu.
She's fine in Malibu and in Mexico, New Mexico.
All right. That's what we needed to know.
All right. I'm just going to say no.
All right.
She's trying to get a movie made maybe in San Francisco.
Okay.